The American Underground was launched 3 years ago, a home away from home for many young techies. Matthew Raimondo is director of operations for Two Toasters, a software company that designs and develops apps for iOS and Android. Raimondo says it was an energetic environment.
Here you're by other startups, other young folks, you know, that are just really excited to work at their companies and, you know, really, you know, try to take the next big step.
Two Toasters spent a year and a half in the American Underground before moving to a larger space in downtown Durham. Aaron Houghton is co-founder and CEO of BoostSuite.com. He's also worked out of the American Underground. Houghton says Google likely chose Durham for its new tech hub network because of its density.
And the urban environment in downtown Durham, inside the loop and just around the loop, makes it really easy to just walk from one startup right to the next.
Tech hubs like Durham will get financial and technical support from Google. Adam Klein is chief strategist for American Underground.
All the teams in the American Underground are going to receive Google for Entrepreneurs startup packs, which are full of product and software credits to help take their company forward.
Klein says there are almost 100 startups in the American Underground, including companies in expanded space in downtown Durham. There are plans to branch out even more to Raleigh. Durham joins cities like Chicago, Nashville, and Denver in Google's new tech hub network. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.